Today's recording is dedicated in honor of all those that need healing, that they should have a refuah shleima, and in honor of all those young men and women that haven't yet found their zivug, that they may find their soulmates very soon, by an anonymous sponsor. Those who are fans and are knowledgeable of British humor might have gotten the reference of the title of today's recording, Always Look at the Bright Side of Life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. And indeed, there are many people that, in such a way, look at negativity and believe that what the Torah or what God or what religion or what a positive attitude says is that no matter what negativity is happening, you should always look at it as something really good, always look at the bright side of life. But that often becomes a caricature and quite ridiculous. Because to become a person that looks at things that are horrible and negative and say, oh yeah, they're really good, with regular consciousness, is to deny reality. It's to deny the fact that the Torah says that on good news you make a blessing of Tova Meitiv, you bless God for doing good, and when, God forbid, when something bad happens, you make a separate blessing, the true judge. So there are those that are a little deeper than good old Monty, and they say that what it means is that when even negative things happen, you have to know that it's steps to a greater good, that really even negative things are all a way to get to something that's better, and therefore make peace with the negative as is, and just believe that something great will come out from it. And we have to be very thankful that Mordechai and Esther and all the Jews of Shushan did not have that attitude. When they heard the horrible news about the decree of Haman, they fasted, they prayed, they gathered children in public squares to learn Torah, they did everything to battle against the decree. So how then are we really supposed to see negativity? When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing? No, there's something much deeper that has to happen. And that is to come to the place where we're no longer conscious and aware of the difference between cursed as Haman and blessed as Mordechai. The mitzvah is to get drunk, to go out of our conscious awareness, to meditate, to transcend our regular selves, to come to a place where we no longer see the difference between positivity and negativity. It's not that positivity and negativity aren't opposites. Of course they are. Negative is negative. Positive is positive. Haman is Haman. And Mordechai is Mordechai. They're very different. One shouldn't look at something horrible and start whistling, always look at the bright side of life. No, that's not the attitude. That's superficial. That's immature. The secret of Purim is to come to a place, subjectively arise to a place of God's infinity, where one then feels how the positive and negative are equally God. It's not that they're not different. Of course, Haman and Mordechai are opposites. But Adala Yoda means to come to raise up one's consciousness and awareness, to put oneself in a place where one is just conscious of God, and God is equally one. All is equally He at the same way. We have to subjectively be aware that negativity and positivity are equally God. They're not the same, but they're equally God. And when one comes to that place, as they did in Shushan, as they did in those days when they came through their prayer, through the Mesiras Nefesh, the self-sacrifice, they transcended their regular conscious selves and then came to that place of God's infinity, then you could actually transform the negative into positive, because you come to the source of both, which is the Kabbalistic secret of sweetening all judgment and negativity in their source. If you want to sweeten negativity, don't make peace with it. Transcend, go above to that place of God's infinity where all differentiations melt into Him, and then you could actually cause the negative to turn into positive. Which is, of course, the secret of Yom Kippur as well, the way we're able to do tshuva and make all sins into merits, because we come to that place where all there is just Hashem. So l'chaim, l'chaim, everyone should have a freilich, a happy Purim. And whether you actually get drunk, literally, at least to get drunk spiritually, always look at the God side of life. Always look at the fact that all of life is God. And through this Yontav, we'll all have all negativity turned to Toiv Anirva Nigla, revealed good, wonderful good. And we should all have only great things from this Yontav. And be Zoicha, dance and drink L'chaim with Mashiach.